I'd like to start off by giving thanks to the greeters, the ushers, the sound man. I believe it was Tim who did the, beautiful music, to Reverend Matt for playing MC today, for the inspiring words of Betsy and Barb. I'd also like to give thanks to all of you who have come in today. Because you got up and you came to this building to learn and to worship, you have made a difference in the world. So what I'd like you to do is give yourself a pat on the back, or give somebody who's sitting next to you a pat on the back. Okay, now let's get down to business. The information I'm about to share is about getting outside of yourself and being happier. I'll give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my life to you. So give a little bit, give a little bit of your time to me. See the man with the lonely eyes, take his hand, you'll be surprised. Okay, that doesn't really have anything to do with anything I'm going to say. I just wanted to sing in public. It was on my bucket list. And so, no, I actually wanted to start with something deep because, as Yogi Berra would say, our deep thoughts are just so deep. Speaking of Yogi Berra, I have a Yogi Berra-ish sort of New Year's resolution. I have never been able to keep New Year's resolutions. So this year, my New Year's resolution is to not make any New Year's resolutions. I think I finally found one that I can keep. I will, however, write a plan for life on my index cards and post-it notes. I'll write down goals, things that inspire me, things where I need to take action. Okay, now bear with me because this will all make sense in the end. What is the greatest invention of your life? The thing that improved your life, helps you be more happy, joyous, and free. Laura, please don't shout out yours. Personal joke. For me, it's index cards, post-it notes. And I was talking with somebody after first service, and I have to say, I have to add the program of AA in there. For some 30 years, I have been writing down my goals on index cards to become a better person, and have called it my plan for life. Let me explain how. Hopefully you can do the same, or want to do the same. I challenge you to write some goals, find some inspirations, write it down, and take action. Write down how you want to be happy, joyous, and free. Changes you want to work on. How can you change your thoughts and your actions to be a better human? And don't give up if you trip. This is what I have done. About 10 years ago, in the process, I found myself looking over my old cards. And I was at a fork in the road. I'd like to quote Mr. Yogi Berra, who departed from this earthly world this past year. He says, "You got to be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there." He also says, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." I needed to get outside of myself, think of others first. It's funny, it was about the time I was sober for about 5 or 6 years. Now we're going to, if we were in a movie, we would do a flashback to about 30 years ago when I was a young lad teaching school in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and there was a woman I worked with who was studying to be a deacon in her church. And her first assignment was to look over, to get with a group of her colleagues and look over two case studies. One was a married family who had kids, and they didn't really eat dinner together. They were kind of distant, didn't go to church, but paid their bills, went to school. The other was a gay or lesbian couple, I don't remember which, and they were very much involved with their church. They ate dinner together. One was the soccer mom or dad coach. They helped with the homework. They put them to bed. And the question posed to them was, of the two couples, who is the biggest sinner? The answer was, doesn't make one bit of difference. If you're going to be in a position where you're going to minister to people, you don't judge, you just minister. Fast forward to about a year and a half ago, I was in Aldi's, and there was two families, looked very much the same. One family was pulling pre-made food out of the thing, and their kids were running wild, and they were kind of bickering as they shopped. Another family picking healthy produce and looking over their grocery list, and as one was getting stuff off the shelf, the other one was looking, taking care of the child, and then they would switch places, and I thought to myself that I was inspired by the second couple. I didn't think that the first couple with the running child and the arguing was bad. I had empathy for them, and I hoped that they could get like the other couple, but I was still judging. Fast forward to probably about, a month ago, and I was getting my coffee at McDonald's, and I looked through the window and I saw a young man who happened to be African American. And the first thing I thought was, what a pleasant young man. I wonder if he's, and he was kind of joking around with one of his friends, and he had a big smile, and I thought, I wonder if he's in the gifted program, and if he acts, and I wonder what university he's going to, and I wonder what his dreams are, and I went, but I was still judging. The difference was I was judging in a positive manner. At first, my goals were rather shallow and self-centered, much like many New Year's resolutions, and I'd like to share my top three. Number one was that for a long time I'm going to lose 15 pounds. 1 year I was going to be more popular. And the number one on the list is that I was going to grow a ponytail. As you can see, that ship has passed. Then out of sadness came a new inspiration. A good friend of mine, Dorothy Galloway, passed away unexpectedly, and at her funeral or her celebration of her life, they shared a copy of a post-it note that she kept on in her house, and it says, to-do list, count your blessings, practice kindness, let go of what I can't control, listen to my heart, be productive yet calm, and just breathe. And this is when I went from writing goals to finding inspirational quotes and putting them on post-it notes. I have a bulletin board above my desk. I have things posted on my computer at work. And they really do help me to be a better person. I brought some of them with me. Do one thing every day that scares you, Eleanor Roosevelt. Here's one that somebody gave me. I like this one. It says, I am lovable. I like Susie Orman. If you don't know Susie Orman, you should probably be watching her. Little commercial there. She also says, make your words kind, necessary, and true. I said, freedom through discipline with a broken chain, and I have no idea what the broken chain is. The one on my computer says, be nice, they're trying. And I need to remember that. I teach high school boys. And then once again, do one thing every day that scares you. Oh, and I have some Yoda quotes, too. No, try not, do or do not, there is no try. And you must unlearn what you have learned. All of these things I have written down are goals I will hopefully never feel I have reached. Here is another one of my post-it notes. Ideals are like the stars. You will not succeed in touching them with your hands. But like the seafaring man on the desert of water, you choose them as your guide. I also write the names of people who inspire me and that I think carry a good message, whose message I then carry in my heart and my mind and my actions. One that I can think of is Coach Dan Green, who was the coach at West Middle School where I worked. And he would just come up to you randomly and shake your hand in the hall, and he'd say, "Because you got up this morning and because you came here to teach these kids, you've made a difference in this world." And then he would tell you how many years, months, days, hours, and seconds he had till his retirement. I have been inspired by Eleanor Roosevelt, the Virgin Mary, Jesus, Kuan Yin, Buddha, Yoda, the lady at McDonald's who always says, "Have a nice day," and she really means it. I can tell by the way she says it. I'm almost afraid to have a bad day because she's told me to have a nice day. I'm afraid she's going to ask me like the next day, "Did you have a nice day?" My friend Sandra, who came here on a bus with an infant and $20 in her pocket, and now has a new husband, and her daughter's a success in college because she didn't let where she came from dictate where she was going. I carry these cards with me, and I use them to remind me that change starts with me. I can be a leader. I can make people's lives better. Above all, I can improve my happiness. Miracles happen every single day. I believe they look like a lot of hard work. What is your dream? How do you want to be remembered? Is there a better way? How do my thoughts, actions, and words influence my happiness? Do I need to change? Do I want to change? Ask yourself, do I need a plan? Can I succeed? What are my strengths? What are my areas of weakness? Please make a plan. Follow through. Make mistakes. Start over. Revise, add. Celebrate success in you and in others. Embrace adversity and overcome obstacles. Remember to breathe, slow down, and be present. And in closing, my final post-it. I hope in this year to come, you make mistakes. Because if you are making mistakes, then you are making new things. Trying new things, learning, living, pushing yourself, changing yourself, changing the world. You're doing things you have never done before. And more importantly, you're doing something. Thank you.
The bigger piece of paper that you took when you came in is your note card. If you want to use that one, you can write something down as you think about it over the next few days, a hope or a wish, something that inspires you, that star that might guide you in this year to come, knowing that there are twists and turns along the way, and to enjoy the journey. I want to thank these three worship associates, Betsy and Barb and Matthew, for their sharing with you this morning. There was just no way with Christmas Eve and all the rest that I could get a sermon ready for today. So they stepped forward to do that work for us this morning. So thanks, guys. Yeah. I invite you to rise in body or spirit. We're going to sing together, "For All That Is Our Life," number 128 in your gray hymnal.
Thank you.
can be seated. So glad that all of you are here today for worship. Pleasure to have you with us. We are selling tickets for our Second City fundraiser, the Friday the 4th of March. If you haven't got your tickets yet, be sure to look for one of those. You can buy them online or from the church office during the week. Next week, Michelle will be preaching about what we resist persists. Our theme for the month of January is, what does it mean to be a people of resistance? And we'll talk about the ways in which resistance can be helpful to our lives and also unhelpful. So what we resist persists. So I hope that you will be here. Bring someone along for the new year to worship with us. I'll be in Seattle preaching at my home church and visiting family over the next week. So hope you all have a good new year. There are other announcements and things coming up in your bulletin. You can take a look at all of those or sign up on the sign-up table in the narthex. We'll burn the rest of these things you want to let go of in about 10 minutes after the worship is over, so I invite you to come out for that. The offering this morning, 80% of what we collect goes to support the Unitarian Universalist Association and its work for justice and education, for the training and support of ministries and congregations across the country and indeed across the globe. So I hope you can be generous this morning. The offering will now be given and received. I will extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These things we carry with us until we are together again. While I do that, I invite you to rise in body or spirit, join hands with one another, if you wish, for our blessings and benedictions. The words of our benediction from T.S. Eliot. What we call a beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. We'll sing together our sung blessing, Go Your Way in Peace. The words are in your program. We'll sing it through twice.